I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. See? Now, pray, I want to get this understood. See? As John said, my little children, this is the last time. See? You see? Now, get this understood. Jeremiah 31, 31, God talking through that prophet. After those days, says the Lord. See? Now, let's suppose we say, after what day is it going to say that?
That's right.
See? All right. Now, if you read over in Hebrew, Paul tells you what day it is. What it does. What day is God talking about? To the first stuff. You see? Which stood on the knees and said, now listen to that thing. He stood on his knees and prayed to God and watched an entire officer. This is the word imposed on them until the time of the reformation.
Right.
Say that now. Is he done now? Now, especially this verse on my little brother. See, the reformation begun here at Pentecost. Yeah. Now listen, are you listening now? That's why Jesus said, don't think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets, but I come to fulfill the law and the prophets. See, and very, very I say unto you, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass until it is all fulfilled. Now when it's all fulfilled, this is the heavy key. Very, Matthew 5:17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. Don't think that. See? But I come to fulfill. And very, very, I say, one jot and one tittle of it shall in no wise pass until it is all fulfilled.
See?
Now, if you want to know, if you want to know what's in the law, what's in the prophet, you're certainly going to have to go back there to find out.
Yeah,
in other words, you're going to have to look at the law and the prophet to find out. You have to go there to find out what's being fulfilled, what's being moved. Now, in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, Paul is saying this. Now, remember, Hebrews is to the Jews. Said now, sacrifices and burnt offerings, thou wouldst not for the body have thou prepared for me. Now listen up, this is the accuracy of these words. Then said I, if I have the time, then said I, lo, I come in the body of the book, or in other words, according to the law and the prophecies.
Yes.
As it is written of me. Already. See, that is long before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were written.
Yeah.
You understand? Then said I, Lord, I come in the volume of the book, as Moses and the prophets. You understand? Has written of me. And I'm going to fulfill every jot, every tittle of what they have written of me. You see? Now, you don't have no way to find out nothing about it unless you go back to the law and to the prophets. Is that right? Now, you can't begin Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They ain't already been there. You understand?
That's right.
No, I come, I quote my words back over again, because I didn't have a thought for me. No, I come in the body of the book, as it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Listen, he taketh away. I said he taketh away the curse that he might establish his head. Well, now you have to go back and see what was under the law in order to see what moved out of the way and taken away.
Yeah, all right.
All of them. Not some of them. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You see? Now this isn't as hard as you might hear. It's tough. See, we've been trying to preach it all along. You understand? You see? Suppose I say to you, what are you doing washing the teeth? But of it shall in no wise pass until it is all fulfilled. And then he says, sacrifice in thy offering, thou wouldst not. But if thou hast thou prepared for me, then said I, though I come in the body of the book, as it is written, and the law and the prophets is written. Is that right? To do thy will, O God, or in other words, to fulfill what's written in the law and the prophets. You understand? And then taketh away the first, takes away all. Not some, but all of the old cardinals that Israel practice under the law. Every last one. Water baptism, foot washing, you understand? All of them. Now the man you heard him say right up here last Sunday, he said that, talking about Matthew and then there, he said, now, that's New Testament teaching. Not from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's not New Testament teaching. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a Bible. See? But the Messiah of God manifested in the physical way. Taken away the natural. You understand? And I mean in its totality. And that is and now if you're going to practice freedom, then what you do, you are denying that God moves. You have not. You said that Matthew 28:19, you said that he is the Savior. He's going to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son, when he said in the water. You see? Now it can't be so. Now here's the reason why it cannot be so. You see, because water baptism, I don't care what you say, sermon, I don't care what you say. See? If water is water, that he is
full of faith.
Not there all as a guy to give. You see, and he couldn't say that he is full of faith. And that he comes to do the will of the Father, to take away the earth and establish his burden. Not like your holy one I gave you. You understand?
Right.
You understand?
Right.
In the day that I took him by the hand to lead him out of the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, one is carnal, one is physical, one is natural, and the other is spiritual. The law of the schoolmaster, it brings us up to Christ. Christ is a quickening spirit. You understand?
Yes.
The King chapter first, already is written that the first man in Adam was of the earth. Is that right?
Yeah.
But the second man in Adam was the law and the need of men, a quickening spirit. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, brother, see, my contentions to you all along. See, ever since I have been preaching, I tell you, water baptism is no good. You see, I tell you that foot washing, that foot washing, literally so, is no good. Lord's Supper, or Passover, no good. You understand? Not what they call Lord's Supper. You understand? No. Now you got, are you understanding me? He offered up full ox and turd doves and heifers, or anything that was done literally so, or naturally so, was no good. It's no good. Now then you say to me, he said, well, you all are harmony with all the rest of the church. Get the point? Well, now look. Do you want me to be ignorant too? In order to stay in harmony with all the world. Do you want me to be ignorant and blaspheme against God because that's what the world is doing out there?
Yeah.
Is that what you want me to do? Just merit your good favor, your good grace, and to have you speak well of me. Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah.
I can't do that. Did you follow me? Now then, here's another argument to come up. Says, now you know that Philip Even all that the Lord has commanded you. commanded you.
By the hand of Moses.
By the hand of Moses.
From the day that the Lord commanded
you. Yes, read now.
And henceforth, among the generation, then shall be if aught be committed by ignorance.
Now, if aught be committed by ignorance. You see, he knows that.
Okay.
You know, kids playing around, you know, getting anything. You don't know that. Mm-hmm. God gave him.
He cares, man. God cares.
Now, if one did something, then he did it. You see? If he would get over it, he was laughing. Mm-hmm. You understand?
You see that one?
Yes.
He had a chance.
Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. You see? Because he was doing it. Now, the minister out there is doing these things. You understand? Mm-hmm. And he is laughing. Because he did not. The Christ was here on that promise of the Lord. So that the promise that God had made to Abraham could come to pass.
Okay.
You understand? And in that promise, God said, you understand? Now, listen at him. He promised to bless you by faith in Jesus Christ. You see?
his death.
Now this is Stephen, and Paul was consenting unto his death. Read.
And at that time there was a great persecution.
And at that time there was a great persecution. Didn't you see he got that tell Timothy was a persecutor? All right, read.
Against the church which was at
Jerusalem. Against the church which was at Jerusalem.
They were all scattered abroad.
They were all scattered abroad.
Throughout the region.
Throughout the region.
Of Judea. And Samaria.
Except the apostles. Now the apostles never went nowhere.
That's right.
See? You understand? They stayed right there. Now don't you see this? Now Jesus told them. The disciples after he resurrected from the dead and left him done, Master Tom.
Yes.
You see? He told them where? Just before he sent it. He said, now you go back and then you stay there.
Until you receive power from on high.
Yes. And then you shall be witnesses unto me in Judea and Samaria. And the utmost parts of the earth. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And there is where they persecutions or no persecutions. They say so.
Right.
Them deacons. Except them deacons. And Paul come along there. You see? And then they were scattered abroad. Philip went down to Samaria. You understand? Stephen, he's scattered, cutting out our family. You understand? And he was stoned to death. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, what is what I want you to see? Jesus Christ, go, let's go!
That's right.
The best side of the Ethiopian eunuch.
That's right.
Not Stephen that was put to death. You understand?
Right.
And this Apostle Paul that we're talking about, he was Saul there. And he was a persecutor. He was an instigator of the persecutors himself.
Yeah.
And Paul was still. And the deacons could be scattered.
Right.
Scattered out here, see. But is that right? And he was a persecutor. And he was a blasphemer. But he was doing it through ignorance.
Yes, yeah.
But the apostles, they never went nowhere. Some went down to Samaria. Is that right?
Yeah.
Preached down there. Left Samaria. Let the Ethiopian eunuch baptize him. Ain't that right? And nobody in Samaria got the Holy Ghost until Peter and John right there. You see? And the man who baptized the Ethiopian eunuch, he had God's plan.
That's right.
You see? So don't you come up and tell me about Philip going down to baptize the Ethiopian eunuch.
Yeah.
You get what I'm talking about? Don't you tell me about Stephen. He wasn't sin.
Right.
He left down the mount of persecution.
Right.
It's running.
Right.
And after Christ had risen from the dead, he had no Stephen, then no none.
My
man doesn't
scatter at all. It's down to the bad side of the water. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
He hadn't called him nothing like that.
Right.
You see?
Okay. See that now?
Yes.
So he didn't mean that. I mean, after the resurrection from the grave.
Is that right?
Right, that's right.
So then, if they should be witnessing unto me in Judea and Samaria and up on the bottom of the earth, told them to go in all the world and preach it out. And Peter and the 11, they refused to stop preaching up there on the day of Pentecost. Ain't that right? And they stopped doing that daily ministration while they was preaching in Jerusalem. They ceased. They would stop
preaching the gospel in order to serve no king. And therefore they chose to do the seven.
And the reason why it's just seven is because they were 7 days in a week.
So then that's one of each day.
You understand when it comes back to serve me? You understand? But they ain't going to quit preaching in order to serve tables. In other words, there's two people that are not that. They're being dead, sinners of food. Because they just sold their possessions to the very next sin of the fire. As Paul says, Peter said, I'm not going to stop preaching in order to go on
signs of improvement. There's no sign of ordinances.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? You written the word. Yes, boy.
Do you see that now?
Yes.
Now that don't say that the Stephen and them didn't have the Holy Ghost. See? But this is what Jesus had told us.
When you get the Holy Ghost, I've added to you. Then you will receive of him, and he showed it to you. That's why I still baptize these young people with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, didn't tell him no yet.
They ain't going to put him in the water. And I wouldn't be surprised if he hadn't put some almost in water, if you don't read about it.
See what I mean? You get it now?
Yeah.
But now when Peter, now what you see this fact? You see it went to the Gentiles, 7 years after. Preached to Cornelius in household. Peter commanded them to be baptized in the water.
That's not the back of the boat. Is that right?
Yeah. Now hear what you want to see.
This is what you want to see.
See, we ought to deny to see this paper to be baptized.
In what? The Gentiles.
Right.
Now that's out of harmony with what's in the scriptures back there.
That's right.
Because the Gentiles, they stood by faith.
That's right.
And they didn't have none of them kind of offices. And neither did the Jews that Christ was out there and nailed to the cross.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now here's what you want to see. Now in Matthew 28:19, Jesus told them that you're risen from the dead. Go in all the world and preach the gospel. Get this folks, get this right, folks. Every preacher.
That's right.
Now a Gentile is almost a
Christian. Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You say it is.
Right.
See, now that's what Jesus told him. After he is risen from the dead, that's how we know. Go and preach every preacher. That means Jew and Gentile, isn't that right?
Now here
you come up here, hiding and stealing away. Now see, tell them to call them to be baptized. Tell them to be baptized. I say it was preach stupidity.
Yeah.
It was preach ignorance.
That's right.
And listen, let me tell you this. It was intended too. There wasn't no accident.
That's right.
Let me make that blunder.
Right.
And it was a blunder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he all reckoned there, so. They admitted it was a blunder. Why didn't you read some other verses once in a while? You see? Now look at it. You see? In the 11th chapter, this is first verse. Now look, folks. Christ told them heaven to go into all the world to preach the gospel to everybody. Did he tell them?
Yeah.
Did they read Matthew 28:19? Did that they had no idea?
Yeah.
See? Now reckon that they drew. When she found that situation. See?
Right.
And Peter went from Joseph to Stephen. Yes, that's who I know everything I'm talking about. And I know it profoundly, too.
You see?
And when Peter had to command him to be baptized, you don't read, see, that the Holy Ghost told him better than that.
So like you read this here, here in the letter.
Mm-hmm.
The first verse.
That's right.
You see it down through that.
See? No sooner be it said that for them to be baptized, Holy Ghost, and said he's bringing all things to his remembrance.
That's whatsoever he said to us. Ain't that right?
Right. And the Holy Ghost got to remember that John truly baptized. I told you John truly baptized it was, but you shall be baptized for the Holy Ghost. That's why it's not God's mistake, it's his
mistake.
See, the Gentiles, the Jews, were baptized before they got the Holy Ghost. It was baptized before my time, in order that they might be baptized.
got nobody to do it yet. Because we quit the fight of grin from the day.
You see? Mm-hmm. If I do that, that's what we got. This one about the Olivia.
You go ahead and sit down in the room.
Nobody in the Olivia looks at a bad time.
Why would you look at what you're doing?
There's many of them were baptized out of the bad time to do it.
That's right.
You see?
Don't they not need to do that men now? And who's he talking about being in front of that one? They're talking about you. If the bad time is happening, we'll remember.
And that's his commandment that he is to be baptized. And don't you forget. See, don't overlook this. You see, that Jesus told them to go and preach the gospel to every preacher. That's a Jew and a Gentile. Ain't that right? You say that's almost right. Or to baptize them in the name. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You are sure?
Yeah.
All right, now, let's see here, down here. That's what it is now. Why did he get standing at his feet? The Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles before they got in any water.
Yeah. Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
And then Peter commanded them to be baptized in the water. And see, whereas the Jew was baptized before, the kid down there said before he got the Holy Ghost 3 years and that year, the day of
Pentecost.
You understand? And he claimed the gospel of the Spirit poured out on Gentiles that he was on the that Pentecost as the first. Ain't that right? And then what the Bible
says?
And then Peter commanded him to be baptized. Now here's what he was doing. He was taking him back to the roof.
That's right.
I don't mean the roof of the Gentiles either. I don't mean that either. I mean that he was taking him back to the roof of the Jews.
Right.
They say he's back to the one of the things. See, that's wrong. You see? Before the law was, you see, God had made this promise to Abraham that in his seed he would bless all things. And it's by faith in him that you are blessed and not by nothing you can do. You cannot wish of God with your hand. Because all hand wishes and carrying on and carrying on, that's all over. You see, all this. What says the word is not even in thy mouth and our that is the word of faith which we preach. Now if you stand up here and climb around trying to put on show, you understand? There's no free reign for us. Is that right? Climbing around here, see? And look, that's just exactly how the devil told us to eat. Eating that fruit there. That's right. See? Now here he is, back here again. Understand? God, he did that in the rest. In them natural things which have been nailed to the cross.
Yes.
And fooling you, deceiving you. Do you see it now?
Yes.
Now, when Jesus commanded to be baptized, Jesus did that. Going all around this cycle, every preacher to do it that fast. You see, now here he is. And then the people are going to come down the line. Is that right?
Now
you remember, you said that to all
the way,
then. You see, and Paul has been called into ministry.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
And you are becoming able to do that. Now look. Look, children. Look. You heard me say it. You can't Matthew 28, if you can say it, then you can say it again. Go and preach there as a priest. You see? And I told you that things of that told him to forgive that I wouldn't see. He said he didn't forgive. Now, not only the peace of that, there is a
great
Now, you do agree that he told him a letter to go.
That's right.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, you want me to read it? All right, now, when Peter went down to his house, and then he commanded to be baptized, and right there, by the Holy Ghost, brought it to his
mind.
What Jesus said to him, that after he risen from the dead, before he said, John Peter baptized, God, which is ever baptized. And then Jesus told him also, go and preach there to preach. He told him that. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm asking you.
Yes.
Now, here's Pete preaching down there. And when they get the Holy Ghost, they pull it out in a lot of Pete's buffalo. Yeah. And he commanded to be baptized. I told you I'm not trying to deny it. In the water, too. See? And then when Pete did that, you see, then the Holy Ghost revealed it to him. So Jesus had told him that he wouldn't.
Yes,
revealed. Ain't that right? Like Anna never chapter the same. See, then remember thy the words of the Lord. I'll take care of John to be baptized as well. Is that right?
Right.
Now that's why the thing is called his remembrance. Now look, it's on the seat. Strutting on back up John. Him and them boys in prison, you know, all back up in Judea, where the rest of them are. See? Read up there.
And the apostles and brother
in Judea. And the apostles and brother.
That were in Judea.
Now, he's teaching this rest. Now, he's going on back up to Judea now, see, him and the boys. Is that right?
Right?
All right, now look what happened.
Heard that the Gentiles
also
received the word of God.
That the Gentiles also received the word of God. See?
And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision continued with him.
What about?
Saying, thou wentest into
the
talking about? We're not preaching that kind of thing.
You see it? You see how you're blaspheming through ignorance?
Do you see it now?
Yeah. Wash and speak. Ignorance.
It was in the law.
Moses washed it. And now again, all the rest of the priests
have.
All of them are in the law. Now you see, these folks of John and all this washing feet, I say he is king. And let me tell you this. See, I don't want this accusation on my own. I say that he is the devil himself. Incarnated in a physical. Same old devil. It's no reason to eat that natural back there that kept participating and his brother and tell you to eat this natural.
Yes.
And it's through your age.
Yes.
Through energy.
Yes.
It's accepted. And look, the church is a fire. Why? Is that right?
Yes.
Now what that ain't man and wife back there?
Yes.
The devil, they say. Then you have to admit that the satanic part or the devil is in him. Tell you to eat that thing in this natural thing.
Yes.
Ain't that right? Yes. We know it's kind of all this. And it's through ignorance, and it is blasphemy.
Yes.
Right.
All right,
now. You see? Now, do you get what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Every bit of it is blasphemy. Blasphemy through ignorance. You see it now?
Yes.
We're living in a dispensation of grace and faith. And now, no participation in no power. God hasn't said anything about any natural time on this dispensation.
That's right.
And nobody can do it. Now, here's what I want to show you this morning. Now, I want you to look at Revelation.